everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
For over a decade, a part of my daily routine has been to gather the latest agricultural news, interviews, and other things that catch my eye and weave them together into what's known as the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Over the years, the list of subscribers has grown, and the kind words you've shared with me almost every time I cover an agricultural event amazes me. Farmers, ranchers, folks in agribusiness, and leaders in government service have all said they look forward to each morning's update and find it of value. FFA members and others have told me it helps them better understand the issues important to farming and ranching. If you receive the daily email that we send out weekday mornings, thank you. If you don't receive it yet, you can join our email family. You can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and looking at the top of the right-hand column. You'll see there the ads of our sponsors of the daily email. Under that, you'll find the word subscribe to the daily email. Click there, and you'll be set to stay on top of the latest farm and ranch news. The only cost? Consider supporting our sponsors when you can. The Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Mixed trade was seen in livestock futures today as cattle futures shifted lower, while firm gains quickly developed in the lean hog complex. Those strong gains developing in the lean hog market were followed by summer contracts moving through resistance levels of $80 per hundredweight. Pressure was also seen in all nearby contracts as traders quickly backed away from the early week gains. Corn prices, meanwhile, were lower in light trade today. July corn futures about 4 cents lower. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 37 points higher, NASDAQ down 4 points. Over in live cattle, market pressure developed by midday as nearby pressure developed across the summer contract months. June and August futures held 60 to 90 cent losses, despite light trade volume seen across the market. June futures remained at $123 per hundredweight as traders seemed to be focused on position adjustments due to overall lack of volume here in the market. Cash cattle activity was silent for today with bids and asking prices undeveloped. In feeder cattle, futures were mixed to mostly lower as May contracts held a 10-cent gain while the rest of the complex was under pressure following the recent softness developing in the live cattle market. August futures seemed to be leading the downward trend, holding a 75-cent per hundredweight loss as traders also started to pull back from the sharp triple-digit gains, which developed on Monday. Grain futures were lower today, though, pulling back from recent gains after USDA reported decent progress planting crops last week. Corn prices, meanwhile, were lower, with slow but fairly consistent selling seen after an early rally attempt failed overnight. July futures kept to an inside day after failing to hold another attempt to move above the 100-day moving average. Soybeans were weaker after steady selling emerged overnight to take July futures below yesterday's lows, and wheat prices were lower as well, with yesterday's reversal lower in winter wheat triggering some follow-through selling. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.